tell me about the analysis that the partnership put out for federal hiring in 2013. What are some of the biggest takeaways from that report?
So, first of all, we actually looked at the number of hires separations in federal government in fiscal year 2013. And the biggest thing that we saw was, again, the number of new employees government-wide in 2013 was just under 77,000. And the reason that that's an important figure to look at is that actually shows where government is in terms of really the people resources and the talent that it has in order to achieve its mission. If you look historically at that number, that's actually down from about 90,000 in FY 2012. And probably even more importantly than that, if you look back a few years earlier, between 2008 and 2010, you actually see an average of about 140,000 new hires across government in that time period. So again, I think what this Fed figures actually shows is that the hiring of new federal employees has continued to decline over the last couple of years.
What does that decline mean in terms of agencies for their workload and for the balance of the workforce structure?
There's a number of different things that it means. So in some cases, you know, it really means that clearly government is not growing in overall size. So for the most part, if you look at those nearly 77,000 new employees, those are not necessarily new jobs. More often than not, what that actually equates to is people being hired into existing positions in one way or another. So again, it's important to note that this isn't 77,000 new positions that were added to government. It's really a backfill of positions. And you'll actually see from the Fed figures report as well that the number of separations from government exceeded the number of new hires. So again, overall, it says that the size of the federal workforce is shrinking to some extent. What does that mean from a mission or an ability to achieve a mission? I think really varies from one agency to the next in terms of their workforce needs and their ability to hire. So you look at different agencies, and again, we actually highlight some of the top agencies in terms of the percent of total new hires by agency, and the Veterans Affairs Department of Veterans Affairs leads the list. They account for almost a little over 33% of the new hires in 2013. That's not unanticipated given their mission and the focus on serving veterans returning from wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. So in their case, I think, you know, may they still have challenges with meeting some of their mission needs? Absolutely, but again, they actually are an agency that largely were able to bring on a number of new people. I think in a lot of cases, what you see is because of people leaving as well. This goes to the issue of not necessarily a new position, but a filling of one. Often, what you'll see is somebody at a more senior level will leave. Someone within the agency will actually move into that position, and then maybe someone at a lower level will actually be hired. Again, I think what that means overall for government and government effectiveness is we've got to actually focus not only on making sure that we're getting the right people in the first place, but also that we're actually developing our talent along the way so that we can actually create a workforce that's actually meeting our needs.
I want to talk a little bit more about the veterans that we mentioned earlier. So two of the interesting trends from the report were that there's been a steady increase in both the hiring of veterans and also the hiring of people in the science, technology, engineering, math, and medical fields, the STEM professions. So tell me a little bit about those trends.
Yeah. So again, I think you hit two key populations or segments where there has been increased hiring. And so we'll start with the STEM hiring first. I think, you know, a good deal of that STEM hiring, again, is the result of agencies like the Veterans Administration and particularly the Veterans Health Administration, part of VA, that's actually doing a good amount of hiring. But if you look at other agencies as well, and you can begin to, you know, rattle off the types of positions, whether it be medical and dental, medical, dental, and public health officials, again, looking at VA is a good example, or you begin to look at agencies like DHS and others who are highly focused on cybersecurity, information technology assurance. agencies like that, clearly that's something that is that there's a huge need within government right now. And again, I think you're seeing that play out in the numbers. I think on the veterans front, I think again what you're really seeing there is that, you know, veterans constituted the largest percentage of new employees at 45%. Again, if you look at the influx of veterans, again, as the result of the drawdown of two different conflicts, I think, again, that's a natural focus. And I think it actually reflects, you know, a very intentional effort on the part of this administration and individual agencies to actually look at ways to make sure that they're attracting veterans into their workforce. So I think in both of those cases, I think you're seeing those as a direct result of intentional efforts. It's not a happenstance effort. I think the other thing to point out as well, which is quite interesting, is the number of hires under the age of 30 as well has grown as well. So if you look at this past year in 2013, the number of new hires under 30 was better than 24%. That actually is a fairly decent improvement over what it has been in the past, and more importantly, a really vast improvement over the percent of those under 30 in government at large, which is only about 7.1%. So again, I think government is actually, this does show that government actually is focused on bringing in younger talent as well. And again, that's why I say part of what people need to read into this as well is not simply where the hiring is taking place, but also what that means for broader talent management issues as well. If you're, in fact, bringing in more people under 30, your training and development needs probably are going to increase as well. You need to actually stay focused on that and hope that those folks who came in under 30, and more importantly, those nearly 77,000 employees in general, aren't just coming in one day and leaving the next.
Another demographic I wanted to talk about is the women in the federal workforce. So the numbers that the partnership put out say about 42.6% of the federal workforce is women, yet this doesn't really reflect the entire population of the United States. So what attributes to that kind of difference?
So again, I think you know, I, to be honest, I'm not exactly sure what's directly attributable to the difference in percentage of women hires versus general population. I think that's actually to some extent what is important for individual agencies to take away from this Fed figures as well, is to look specifically within their agencies and say, what are we actually doing or not doing that actually helps us attract demographic audiences that we actually need to reach, whether it be women, whether it be minorities, whether it be people under 30, whatever it happens to be. What are we doing? What are we not doing? Again, to go back to the conversation around STEM talent and specifically around veterans, and even to some extent around those under 30, very specific initiatives from agencies have actually resulted in very specific outcomes. So an increased focus by the administration, by the Office of Personnel Management, by individual agencies to hire vets have resulted in an increase in the hiring of vets. Very intentional efforts through the Pathways programs on hiring students and recent grads. You know, probably some of that trending toward an increase in the number of new hires under the age of 30. So again, where you see intentional efforts, I tend to believe that you see results attached to those intentional efforts. If in fact government has an issue in attracting other types of talent, women, minorities, what have you, we actually have to make a concerted effort to actually change that. That might not be from an administration standpoint. It may simply be on an agency-to-agency basis that we actually have to look at the way that we're trying to recruit and hire the talent that we need.
Is anything in the report there that really surprised you in terms of the results?
So I think there were a couple of different things that actually were somewhat surprising. Again, I think you know, given the aging demographic of the federal government, this was a bit of a pleasant surprise as well. Also knowing often what I hear from federal agencies as well, and that is that if you look at where these new hires, what level these new hires came into. Nearly 65%, 63.5% of the new hires were basically at an entry level, and we actually classified entry level as GS 1 to 9. So 35,000, almost 36,000 of the 77,000 hires were at the entry level. I think that's important because oftentimes what we hear from federal agencies is that if a more senior person leaves, if somebody leaves at a GS 14, the easy thing for people in government and outside of government to do is reach into the drawer, dust off the old position description, and repost it for a GS 14 because that's actually the person who's left. And I think what that actually demonstrates is that isn't necessarily what's happening in reality. What's happening in reality is, yes, the GS 14 or the GS 15 is leaving. There may be some promotion internally for someone else, and then there's a hire behind that person. So again, I think it does speak to the bringing in new talent, the ability to develop that talent, so you've got a perpetual pipeline of talent for the right job at the right point in time.